Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from Portland, Oregon Studios, it's Big Sexy Sports Radio with your host, Jarvis Hall, bringing you an exciting sports take from the sexiest man in sports radio broadcasting. Let's give it a big round of applause for your host for today, we back in here, everybody. Thank you once again for joining us back for episode 2 of Big Sexy Sports Radio, where we have what we call the sexiest show in sports radio. So we're excited to have some fun. We're going to jump right into it. We have 30 minutes and we're going to knock them out real fast. We start every episode with my soapbox moment of the day. Normally, it's a sports thing that's going on, but today I'm talking about pet peeves. We're going to get right into it with my pet peeve that has really got me, you know, what really grinds my gears, as my man Peter Griffin says on Family Guy. When you're driving on the freeway or even just on a big intersection and you let somebody get over, what is it that you expect for them to do once they cross over in the lane in front of you moving in traffic? You have to give the wave. You got to wave. You got to give the wave either through the window. You got to get the wave outside the window, the wave through the rearview mirror. You have to give the wave. That is the only thing you're supposed to do. And once you let somebody get in, especially if it's rush hour traffic or if you have to get somewhere and you're nice enough to let somebody in, the least they can do is have the decency, in my Stephen A. Smith voice, the decency to give you the wave. That is a requirement. Matter of fact, I should report people to the police and they should get a ticket if they do not get a wave. And I'm going to petition my state representatives to have that put in the DMV manual, that people have to give the gosh dang wave if they're going to get over in front of you, especially if you'd be nice enough to let them in. Honestly, somebody did that to me today. They didn't give me the wave. I felt like just ramming in the back up. That wouldn't raise my insurance rates or anything like that or cause any danger to anybody else. I would do it. But I had that feeling inside of me because this cat would not simply give me the wave. Give me the dang wave. That's my soapbox moment of the day. I always have to get on my soapbox and tell a little something, preach from the mountaintop, if you will, and that's one thing that gets on my nerves. We might even do a segment of it next time about kind of your pet peeves, but we're going to do it sports later. What are some of your pet peeves in sports? In particular, one of mine is the unwritten rules in baseball. I can't stand those. I just always hate the unwritten rules. If it's not a rule, then let it be a rule. If everybody wears pine tar, then dang it, just let everybody have pine tar. If not, then dang, don't wear pine tar. You know, the whole unwritten rule of you can't look at your home run. If I get to the big leagues and I hit a dang home run, gosh dang it, I'm going to look at it. Why? Because I hit it. When you hit a home run, homie, you look at it. That's my pet peeve. That's my sports pet peeve. But if you have some, I'm on Twitter. You can find me at Jarvez Hall. That's at JARVEZ. So feel free to look in there. Tweet me anything that you like. Let me know if you like the show. Let me know if you don't like the show, if you hate the show, whatever. Tweet me on there. So we're going to send it over right now to my man John Jackson in the newsroom for a sports update. John, take it away. Why, thank you, Jarvez. Hi, this is John Jackson reporting to you live in the news with your sports update. Serena Williams needed three sets to out Sister Venus at the U.S. Open tonight, winning 6-1, 1-6, 6-3 to reach the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open and keep her Grand Slam bid alive. There are plenty of good seats still available for the Mayweather Roberto fight, and it's shaping up to be a dud with over 2,100 arena seats in Vegas still unsold and a lackluster performance at the pay-per-view box office. Also, Tyler Slash, 27, former New York Giant, found dead at his home in Iowa. No foul play is suspected. And Roger Goodell speaks in an interview with Mike and Mike that you can catch online if you missed it, that he is open to a change in the discipline process and he wants to, quote, get back to football. This is John Jackson with your sports update from the Portland studios here. Now, back to you, Jarvis. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. We're going to move ahead right on to the show. Today, we're going to have a couple things. We're going to talk about the AP Top 10, a little college football talk as we move forward into college football season. I went to my first football game of the season this year. I went out and checked out my men in Corvallis as Oregon State had a great time beating Weber State. Got a nice look at our freshman quarterback who's going to do some big things. Looked at our receivers. I really like Villeman. I'm excited for that. Excited for fall. Like after Labor Day, it's just you get football season going on and college football and something like high school. Just football everywhere. It's just a beautiful thing. So we're going to talk AP Top 10. We're going to talk about some NFL question marks. We're going to bring up a couple questions. Be interesting to answer and take a look at. And then we're going to unveil the pick six category. If you ever listen to Colin Cowherd, he used to do the Blazing Five, and other people have picks. But I'm going to be doing mine. The pick six is a little bit different than if you heard it from anybody else because nobody else has my picks. And you can take my pick sixes all the way to the house. Okay. Then we have a quick update on our fantasy show that we're working with my man Curtis Tillery. We're going to be our in studio expert on fantasy. We're going to talk about all things fantasy. We just had our fantasy draft, and that was exciting. And that's going to be the show today. So we're pumped up. So we looked at the AP poll was released this week. I'm not a big fan of the preseason polls, but I do like to see how the polls start developing as the season starts getting on. The top 10 from 10 back, Georgia is in at number 10. Notre Dame moved up to the number 9 spot. USC is at 8. Oregon is number 7. Auburn is number 6. Michigan State is number 5. Baylor is at 4. TCU slipped a spot down to number 3. Alabama is at number 2. And once again, Ohio State is the undisputed number 1 tag team champions of the world. A little shout out to the BA Outlaws of the WWE. If you guys grew up with that, you know exactly what I mean. A couple teams dropped out the rankings, of course. Arizona State dropped out. Wisconsin dropped out after their loss. And Stanford as well. So that is your AP Top 10. Feel free to go look at it and see the Top 25, see where your schools are. Of course, we have to talk about this coming week is the first matchup of AP Top 10 teams with Oregon traveling out to East Lansing to face Michigan State. I have that in my pick six, so you're definitely going to hear some more on that. It's going to be an interesting game. Both teams, I think, really had difficulties in their secondary, stopping their opponents. Michigan State gave up over 300 yards passing to Western Michigan, and Oregon gave up 42 points to Eastern Washington, which is a lot of points. I don't care what offense they run or anything else. That's just a lot of points. So what's going to happen in this game? I expect it to be tight. I expect it to be a raucous atmosphere in East Lansing. They are staking their entire season as Michigan State on two games, this one and Ohio State. And I think it means more to Michigan State than it means to Oregon. So I feel like Oregon, even if they lose this game, Oregon can still make it to the college football playoff. I don't feel if Michigan State loses this game, they will be able to make it to the college football playoffs. So I think they say whoever the game means more to is one that you should pick. And I do think it means more to Michigan State. But I don't know if I'm going to pick them. You have to stay tuned for the pick six segment to see exactly who I pick in there. But it's really going to be interesting. And I think we're really going to know. I think the big thing that we're going to find out here is Vernon Adams. Is Vernon Adams the dude? We're going to find that out. And we hope that Vernon, I think everybody who's just a college football fan wants to see Vernon Adams kind of turn into that Russell Wilson 2.0. And here's his opportunity to do so. We just don't know. And we're going to find out. That's the great part about the games is we talk. But we have to see it on the field. Also, he got banked up the last week. I guarantee you he will be touched by Michigan State. They're going to reach out and touch this cat. You know, reach out and touch somebody's quarterback. Yeah, they're going to come out and touch this dude. And will he be able to handle that? We don't know. But we're going to find out that they have a very athletic front. Oregon has trouble with athletic fronts. And Michigan State still feels that last year they had that game. That was their game in Eugene. So we see if going out to East Lansing makes a bit of a difference. I'm going to be excited to see that. That's going to be a very, very, very good game. Now, Ohio State, on question number one, they just have a lot of weapons. They didn't even play great, and they still put hands on Virginia Tech. Now, this week they have Hawaii coming up. You can sleep through that game. I guarantee you. They could play their backups, and beat Hawaii. So there's not really going to be any excitement there. Of course, you know, Alabama's not playing anybody. They're playing Middle Tennessee State. TCU really isn't playing anybody. They're playing Stephen F. Austin. Baylor's playing Lamar. I still, to this day, have no idea where Lamar is. That should tell you something. If you have no idea where the team is, you should win that game and win that game handedly. Auburn's playing Jacksonville State. No, not the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're playing Jacksonville State. They shouldn't be a problem there. USC is playing Idaho. Definitely shouldn't be any problems there. Notre Dame's playing Virginia. Virginia can be pesky, so you just never know there. Georgia is playing a conference game, so they're playing Vandy. Never know what happens in conference. Florida State's playing South Florida. Always those in-state games. There's always a little something extra there. Clemson is playing Appalachian State. Watch out. Michigan didn't think they would have problems with them. You saw what happened there. UCLA is playing UNLV. LSU is playing Mississippi State. It should be a fun game. And to round out the top 15, Georgia Tech is playing Tulane. So take a look and set your DVRs for whatever you think is going to be the best games to watch. Some will be good. Some will be not. I think a lot of people will be staying tuned for that Oregon-Michigan State game. I myself will be up early for the 9 a.m. kick for Oregon State, Michigan, my alma mater, Oregon State, full disclosure. I'm excited to see what they do at the Big House. I wish like I had an opportunity to go there when I played, but we didn't have that type of non-conference game. It would have been nice. And it's going to be exciting. People still looking at what Harbaugh is going to do, how he's going to mold his team. I don't think his team is there yet. So I think it's great that we're getting them now. I think they'll be better at the end of the season than they are now. So I'm glad that we are getting them at this point of the season with the exciting quarterback. And I think with a quarterback being so young, I think it's at the point where I don't think he knows any better right now. He just knows to run, get open, jump over people, throw deep balls like our receivers. Villeman, I just love Villeman. You can just throw the ball up to that guy. And I'm excited to see that combination moving forward. And I'm really excited to see Chris Brown. And I think, and I emailed some people in the athletic department. I said, look, man, you got this running back, Chris Brown, as a backup running back to Storm Bars Woods. Every time Chris Brown gets a touchdown, you must play a Chris Brown song. That has to be a part of it. And you see, if you can run it, indeed I can run it, that has to be. We need to have the video on the Jumbotron when that dude scored a touchdown. Let's make it fun for the fans, people. Let's see if we can get that done. Memo to the Oregon State Athletic Department. We're going to take a quick break right here to talk about our sponsor for this show is of course, my man. Von Ray Johnson at V-Shape Fitness. We are very, very, very excited that he is sponsoring the show. V-Shape Fitness, take your fitness to the next level. Call today for a free personal training session at 503-421-5577. Whether you're a pro athlete looking for the edge, or maybe you hit a plateau in your workout, or you're just getting into fitness for the first time and decided to make the commitment to total body and health, feel free to give Von Ray Johnson a call today. 503-421-5577. V-Shape Fitness, positive fitness for body and for life. So thank you very much to V-Shape Fitness for that. Now we're talking about some NFL question marks. There's a lot of question marks on the season. And people talk to me and they say, Jarvis, what are you looking for at the start of this season? What questions do you want answered? And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of question marks that I have. So the first one, we start in hashtag Dallas. Hashtag, how about them Cowboys? We start there because we have to ask who is going to be the running back. We don't know. They just acquired Christian Michael from the Seahawks. Everybody thought McFadden was going to be the starter, but it looks like he's not going to be coming out of camp. You have four running backs. There isn't a real starter. It's going to be interesting because last year, most of their success was predicated on handing the ball to DeMarco Murray, letting him work, play action pass off of that, and letting the receivers get down the field. It is going to be difficult for him to do that without really kind of that workhorse back. They're kind of putting all their stock into, they have this great offensive line that they've been cultivating, but it only works if you have a back that can get through the holes, that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that can break long runs. And I don't know if they necessarily have that type of back on their roster. If they don't answer that question at the running back spot, that's going to put the pressure on Tony Romo. And what we have seen is he is not successful when all the pressure has to be on him. He is successful when he can work off of a good running game, a good protection, 8-man protections, 9-man protections. He is great when he's able to be freed up from that. When he has to carry the load, that does not spell W's for this team. So that's the number one NFL question I have right there is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. The next, hashtag Redskins, hashtag RG3. Why do they have RG3 on the roster? What are they doing to this man? Look, if you guys don't want him, if you're not going to use him properly, let alone use him at all, be fair to him, be fair to you, be fair to the fans, cut him or trade him, get him off of the roster today. Let the circus leave town. One thing I know, when Ringling Brothers and Barlin Bailey come into Portland, I go see them, I'll take the kids, it's a nice show, but eventually they pack up the tent and they leave. Let the circus go. Please let them get out. Okay? Next question. Hashtag Russell Wilson. Hashtag 12th man. Hashtag Seahawks. Will the Seahawks change after Russell Wilson gets his money? I don't think the team is going to be much different this year. I do think the change is really going to be next year when his contract really comes in to play. And I think you'll see what happened with the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, they went out and got a ship, ended up paying Joe Flacco a ton of money, start cutting some of their defensive players, trading some of their defensive players. Like, they don't have any Hello Tanata right there. Some of their older veterans started getting older, started moving on. The team changed to a more offensive team, but that didn't necessarily equate to championships. They did get some wins. They have been in the playoffs, but it hasn't resulted in championships. So does Russell Wilson getting his money? Not only Russell Wilson, but some of the other people who've gotten their money, whether it's Richard Sherman, you know, whether some of the other players, some of the linebackers, some of the other DBs, and more or less who's not getting their money. I mean, Cam Chancellor's not getting his money, and they announced that they're not going to trade him, as even though offers are coming in, they announced they're not going to trade him, and they're gonna wait and see if he's really going to hold out during the season. So maybe that becomes a big problem in the locker room. Maybe they don't have that same edge as they will before. Maybe there's a bit of a decline for beast mode, but we'll find out. That's the question that I'm looking for to answer in this upcoming season. And then the last one is hashtag Brady, hashtag Deflategate, hashtag New England. Can New England keep rolling? I don't know. Has Deflategate put a little too much on them? I don't know. I think we'll find out as the season kind of progresses. Even last year they started 2-2, but we'll see what happens. And I think this might be the year they start to decline. This might be the year for an upstart team like the Bills, even though I have problems with their quarterback play, are the Dolphins. I really like the Dolphins this year. Maybe the Dolphins can come up and bite them for a year. We will see what happens. Those are my NFL questions coming on. So we're going to take it right back to John Jackson real quick with a quick news update once again. John? Thank you, Jarvis. Serena Williams needed three sets to out sister Venus at the U.S. Open. She won 6-2, 1-6, 6-3 to reach the quarters. She will keep her Grand Slam bid alive. Mayweather Berto is shaping out to be a dud. There's plenty of good seats available there with over 2,100 arena seats in Vegas still unsold. Tyler Slash, 27, former New York Giant, was found dead at his home in Iowa. No foul play is suspected. And Roger Goodell, in an interview on Mike and Mike this morning, said he is open to change his discipline process and wants to, quote, get back to football. Back to you. Well, thank you very much, John. Now it is time for our Pick Six segment, and where we always play the great song by our man LL Cool J in the background of Who Do You Love? Because we like to say, who do I love? When we're going into the Pick Six era, who do we got? According to the MGM, we're using the MGM sports book here, we have Pittsburgh and New England. New England is favored by 7. I'm not going to pick that game as far as that win, but I will say the over-under is 51.5. If you're betting, take the over. I think the over is going to be definitely over 51.5. The New York Giants are visiting Dallas. Dallas is favored by 5.5. I'm going to take the Giants because they always play well in that stadium. Always play well. Always. So go ahead and take the Giants plus the points this Sunday. Indianapolis is visiting Buffalo. It's Indy minus 2.5 field goal. We'll go ahead and take Andrew Luck on the road to cover. Cincy is traveling to Oakland. And Oakland is only getting 3.5 at home, so I am going to take Cincy minus 3.5 for the cover and the win. Oregon is going to Michigan State. Michigan State is getting Michigan State is favored. It started off as a pick 'em. Michigan State is favored here, 3.5. I'm not going to pick the game. I'm going to go with the over because I think both secondaries have a problem stopping anybody. So we're going to go ahead and take the over on 67. And then the final of the pick six is Oregon State versus Michigan. Michigan is favored by 15. Yes, call me a homer all you want to, but I'm taking O State, powered by Orange. Go Beavs. I'm taking Oregon State plus 15 going into good old Big Blue at Michigan. So that's who I love. Those are my pick sixes right there. Take the over on Pittsburgh, New England. Take the Giants plus 5.5. take Indy minus 2.5, Cincy minus 3.5, take the over on Oregon State, Michigan, and take OSU, Oregon State. Fight, fight, fight. Take Oregon State plus 15. That is your pick six right there. Woo, we are excited for that. Matter of fact, I need to go to Vegas with this pick six because I'm going to go make some money off this. You guys are going to be like, man, this, how do you make all this money? Because I went down and played on the pick six. That's how you get paid. Woo, I'm so excited about the pick six. I really am. We're going into fantasy. Later this week, early next week, we're still working on the scheduling for it. We're going to have our fantasy football kind of preview show. I'm bringing in my man, Curtis Tillery. I'm excited to bring him in. He's our local fantasy football expert. We just had our fantasy draft. I was excited about it. They got the draft grades that came out. Pretty much if you auto-drafted, you got a pretty good grade because you just picked the highest rated people available. So anybody who didn't auto-draft got lower draft grades. I look at draft grades in fantasy just like I look at draft grades on draft night for the NFL. It doesn't matter. Everybody has a grade. It doesn't matter. It's about what you do on the field. And I'm pumped up for my fantasy team. In one of my leagues, I have Andrew Luck as my quarterback. I'm pumped up for that. I got Brandon Cooks at the wide. I think Brandon Cooks is going to get a lot of touches, and I'm excited to see what he does on the field. And it has nothing to do with the fact that the man went to Old State. Nothing to do with it. Jimmy Graham is going to Seattle. So I definitely had to pick him up. And I actually picked up Jimmy Graham in another league. Because, see, Jimmy Graham was going to be the go-to person in the red zone. No more will there be any passes to Ricardo Lockett on the one-yard line in any game the rest of the season. I can guarantee you that Ricardo Lockett will never get a red zone pass for the rest of his career in Seattle. I personally guarantee it. My goodness. So don't get me started on that game. Whew. That's the other reason why I'm excited for the season to start. Boy, I tell you, man. For the record, Marshawn Lynch was open in the flat. Okay, got that out. Never again will you have 1 yard to get a Super Bowl and you throw the ball to Ricardo Lockett. I just have to stop. Thank you guys for coming on to the show. I really do. It's about that time where we have to start getting ready to sign out, and I'm ready to do so. But feel free to look us up. We have our website, which is BigSexySportsRadio.com. So feel free to check us out on there. That's BigSexySportsRadio.com. Feel free to like us, like the blog. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. That's at Jarvez Hall. That's at JARBEZ. We're going to do this at least once a week. We're working on having it going twice a week because we're having so much fun with it. We're excited that we just have an outlet to be able to do anything that we want to do. Want to thank Blog Talk Radio for hooking us up, giving us the time to be able to kind of say what we want to say. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast so you get every episode pumped up right to your mobile device, whatever that may be. Make sure you tell your friends about it. Tweet me, like I said, at Jarvez Hall, at JARVEZ. Thank you again to V-Shape Fitness. Make sure you check out Von Ray for all your weight, for all your physical fitness needs. For V-Shape Fitness, positive fitness for body and life, 503-421-5577, 503-421-5577. So for me, Jarvez Hall, for my man John Jackson in the studio, thank you for listening in. Thank you for taking the time. And for everybody, peace, love, and soul. Until next time, everyone, have a great evening or a great day. Kiss your wife, kiss your kids, tell somebody you love them today, and we'll see you next time on the sexiest show in sports, Ray D. Mm-hmm.